On Friday, I made the mistake of deciding to listen to music instead of NPR as I ran errands. Depending on my mood, this isn't so unusual, but Friday was different. Friday was Valentine's Day, and oh, what a mistake. Because of that, corny love songs and overall bad music bombarded me on each and every radio station that I scanned. And less than 20 minutes, I heard one radio station playing the top 20 duets of love songs by real life couples, including a duet by Katy Perry and John Mayer. Not to be topped, another radio station was playing the top 20 love songs people wish they never have to hear again. Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On apparently topped this list. Radio station after radio station was cranking out corny, mushy love songs, all in honor of Valentine's Day. At this point, you may be wondering what I have against love songs and why I am so darn cynical. But really, I'm not. I love a good chick flick as much as the next person. And to be honest, most of the time, I feel like listening to music instead of NPR because I want to hear a good love story, one that is often contained in the lyrics of songs. But perhaps I had been too deep in this text in my head for the week already, because they just weren't cutting it. The reality hit me like a brick in the face, that love is simply not as easy and simple as the love songs of pop culture would make us think. Again, I'm not trying to be a Valentine's Day Scrooge here. I have no doubt that love brings more meaning to our lives than perhaps anything else we will ever encounter. It's just not as easy as these sappy songs on the radio make us think. Loving one another is hard work, plain and simple. It's hard whether you're trying to love an aging parent who stubbornly refuses to acknowledge their increasing need for less independence and more care. It's hard when you're trying to love your best friend who may have accidentally let the cat out of the bag concerning something you just weren't ready to share with the world yet. It's sometimes hard to love our significant others when they insist on refusing to do the dishes right away or when they fail to put their dirty clothes in the hamper, despite the fact they know how much it irks you. The reality is that it is hard work for us to love one another, even those we feel closest to, because we are all human. None of us are perfect, and all of us let others down from time to time. So how does this relate to today's gospel? After all, the word love doesn't appear a single time in the 16 verses of today's text. Not even when Jesus talks about adultery or divorce. Nope. And this laundry list of what we shouldn't do, it doesn't mention love a single time. And it hardly leaves me with a warm, fuzzy, loving feeling. And yet, despite the seeming lack of good news, it seems as though Jesus utilizes this part of the Sermon on the Mount to remind us how truly putting in the work of love, of truly loving one another, of not objectifying one another, of not treating one another out of anger, of reconciling with each other, how this work enhances our lives in ways we can't even imagine. Just think about it. Can you imagine what it would be like to come to terms with your accuser on the way to court? And I don't mean some sort of superficial conclusion to whatever it is that's bothering you. In my past life as an attorney, I would often reach settlements literally as we stood outside the courtroom door, but it was always because we wanted to avoid the real issues. What if you actually came to terms as you were so amped up and ready to go and fight your case when the uncertainty of what the judge would do Had your anxiety risen to toxic levels? And then suddenly and unexpectedly, you and your accuser reached an agreement because you truly heard one another. You were able to reach a consensus and a compromise that made a difference in each of your life. Can you imagine the grace that would fill this outcome? This text is hard. Jesus says a lot of things that I at least would prefer not to hear. But the reality is that Jesus does not intend for us to take his words literally here. Jesus does not mean for us to tear out our eyes or cut off our hands. Jesus knows that we are human, that following the law to a T is not our strong suit. And so Jesus liberally utilizes the literary technique of hyperbole to make his point. Because Jesus rightly knows that as humans, we have a tendency to beat sense. That if he doesn't exaggerate his message, we might miss the point. We might fail to see just how radical and life-changing the message that underlies his words today really is in our lives. Jesus knows. It's not an accident that this morning's gospel is paired with the verses in Deuteronomy calling us to choose life, to choose to obey the commandments of the Lord, to love God, to obey God, to hold fast to God. For it is in choosing to love that we experience life, that we experience abundant and joyful life, unlike anything we can imagine. It's not an accident that today's gospel is paired with Psalm 119, which declares all those who walk in the law of the Lord, who keep his decrees, who seek her with her whole heart, as happy. It's not an accident. While these readings remind us that love, unlike the love of chick flicks and love songs that our modern day culture so want us to believe, is easy and simple and pure bliss, love's not always the easy choice. Sometimes it takes work. Sometimes we have to find ways to reconcile with one another or to process our anger, to remember that each of us is human and only human. Sometimes we have to break away from our cell phones, from our computers, from whatever causes us to be physically present but mentally absent. In fact, I think that if Jesus were giving the Sermon on the Mount today, he would probably add in some advice to turn off our cell phones and to stop constantly scrolling Facebook's newsfeed. Because when we're willing to put in the work of love, of being in relationship with one another, of being truly and fully present in our communities, when we're willing to take these risks, love transforms us. And today's portion of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus knows this even though he doesn't explicitly say this. For it is in loving one another in such a profound and meaningful way that we can bring justice into this world, that we can bring God's kingdom into the here and now and not into just some simple, distant time in the future. Through recognizing the hyperbole of this text and the love that Christ wants us to experience, we can begin to spread God's love, Christ's love, into this world. It is through this love that we can love our neighbor, that we can, just as Queen Anne Lutheran Church does, provide food for those in need through local food banks, to make quilts for those who need something to keep them warm at night. And while they're wrapped in them, they'll have the reminder that others in the world care about them. It's through love that we can set our differences aside and reconcile with one another and sincerely and authentically exchange a symbol of God's peace with one another before the offering each week. And when we forget that this is not only Christ's call to us, but Christ's desire for us. When we get bogged down in the day-to-day difficulties of loving our neighbors as we love ourselves, when this causes us to forget that Jesus is simply exaggerating here to make his point, when we begin to feel inadequate because we simply can't overcome our anger, or when we're in a relationship that truly needs to end because it is no longer life-giving, but life-draining, all we have to do is remember that Christ came to earth in the most vulnerable way possible, and the form of a baby, in order to share in and experience our human suffering, our human brokenness. When Jesus spoke these words on a mount in Galilee, he knew that we are broken, that we are far from perfect, that if we followed his words here literally, not a single one of us would be left with eyes or hands. He knew this. And because he knew this, his journey continued past this Sermon on the Mount. His journey continued to the cross. Precisely because of our brokenness, Jesus faced death and resurrection. And in his death and resurrection, he gives us new life. He transforms our lives with his love. Jesus knows that love isn't as simple as the songs playing on the radio on Valentine's Day would make us think. Jesus knows that we can't love perfectly. And yet, Jesus continues to radically love each and every one of us, to love us all the way to the cross, to transform our lives with his perfect and unconditional love. Amen.